This week, as Thanksgiving approaches here in the U.S., we're focusing on gratitude, and not just the polite thank you after dinner gratitude, but the kind that rewires your brain and regulates your nervous system and deepens your connection with your partner.
And even though we've covered this topic on the podcast before, I feel like it's one of those things that we all need reminders about fairly often. Plus, today we're talking about gratitude in a new way. And we'll give you a simple ritual to add to your daily habits that could really boost the closeness in your relationship, even by the end of this year. That's what we're diving in today on Master Your Marriage.
So I think we all know what the word gratitude means, but let's go ahead and just define it for fun. It's the state of being grateful or thankful or a warm feeling towards someone who's done something good for you. And from our study of relationship science, we know and we've learned that gratitude isn't just some holiday buzzword.
I love that holiday word.
Right? Yeah. It's one of the most effective ways to build deeper connections in your relationships. Experts have been telling us this for years. They've been telling us about the benefits of gratitude. And yet it's something that kind of tends to get overlooked in most relationships. And I want to talk about that before we dive into the benefits and some of these rituals that we can do. Why do you think that is? Why do you think gratitude is something that is so overlooked or so tough to do and to keep it going?
I think it's because we have to become less selfish.
I think that's a big part of it.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. But I think there's a few reasons. So first, in the rush of everyday life, it's hard to stay present and aware. So we often end up taking our partners and others for granted. And another thing, people sometimes think that life has to be perfect to feel grateful, but that's not the case. It's about noticing the goodness and recognizing that some of the goodness comes from outside ourselves, like from other people. In that sense, it's actually an unselfish habit because it shifts your attention outward onto other people and away from just you. And, you know, I love this story that I just want to share a story about Emil. You remember our friend Emil?
Yeah.
Emil was this masonry contractor. Don't know if he listens to the podcast, but Emil, this one's for you. Emil was his masonry contractor, still is, concrete masonry. And he could be pretty gruff. Mm. You know, from the outside, he's covered in concrete and dirt. And I remember he was a good friend. And I remember just going places with him, like to the store, or just whatever else. And he was always grateful.
Huh.
The cashier would, the kid would bag up the groceries. He's like, hey, thanks for that, man. And thank you. You guys have a great day. Mm. He was the most positive person I'd ever met. And it was, you wouldn't necessarily approach him on the street and think that he was that. But
interesting.
I really started to just incorporate those habits into my daily life, just everybody I worked with. And now every time I still do it, I just think of that example that Emil sent for me.
Interesting. I've never heard that story, but I've been thinking about why I think we tend to overlook gratitude or why it's so hard to do, even though we know it's important. And another thing that I'm thinking of right now is that we tend to get stuck on this treadmill of life where we kind of go back. We've talked about this on one of our past episodes where even when goodness comes into our life, we kind of go back to this set point. So, where you might be really happy in the moment after some really big positive change. Like, for example, maybe you were making $100,000 a year, you get a raise, and now you're making $250,000 a year.
I'm awesome.
First, you're just like on cloud nine. You're thrilled. Like life has never been this good. And then
you changed your set point.
Now you've changed that set point. And soon that 250,000 feels like 100,000 used to feel. And I think the same thing can often happen with our spouse or our partner because, maybe they're really a compassionate, wonderful listener and they give you a lot of emotional support. But over time, you come to expect it. Kind of going back to what you said earlier about just maybe that little bit of selfishness that's in us. But, I think we come to expect it rather than continuing to notice how their everyday actions bless our lives.
And I think that's true for every relationship.
Because
I think as you were talking about it, I was thinking about just how I had gotten into this rut when Emil had taught me this lesson about being grateful.
Yeah.
And I started just changing my whole perception. And I noticed the world around me shifting.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
It didn't really change.
No.
The only thing that changed was your ability to be present and to be aware and to notice and go out of your way to notice what was there that was good.
Yeah. And I think it's so easy, especially in the holidays when we're stressed mm-hmm. and we feel like we're thinking about other people.
Yeah.
We're not really thinking about the people that are there around us. We're like, oh, I got to buy a present for Billy and Bobby and Amy and, you know, and my mother-in-law and all these things. And so in the rush of that, I think we forget and it's easy to get lost in the season, which is why this message is so timely.
I think so too.
So there's some pretty big barriers around feeling and expressing gratitude, especially with any type of consistency. And we wanted to talk about these obstacles because I've been there. I see them. We recognize them. So how can we plan and prepare to get around these obstacles? But before we get into that, let's talk about some of the health benefits that gratitude has been shown in some of the interesting research studies.
Okay. So there's an article. It's a 16-page, very heavy article called Gratitude and Well-Being, a Review and Theoretical Integration. And it's from the Greater Good Science Center at Berkeley. And it's actually a review of many, many other studies that have been done on the subject of gratitude. And it's extremely comprehensive. You can look it up. We'll probably link to it in the show notes. And we're going to simplify it and we're going to break it down into three categories. So we're going to look at the psychological benefits of gratitude, the physical benefits of gratitude, and then the relational ones, like how it impacts your relationships.
I love the relation part, right?
Well, that's what we're here talking
about. Yeah, that's good. All right. So let's talk about the psychological benefits first, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Go for
it. So first psychological benefit to showing and demonstrating gratitude is less depression. Studies show being grateful cuts the risk of major depressive episodes.
Also, fewer just mental health issues in general. So when we are expressing gratitude, it can lower the chances of things like anxiety and phobias, even substance abuse and eating disorders. And it's likely this is because gratitude boosts dopamine, which is, again, that feel-good rush that we get. And it also increases serotonin, which steadies your mood, and it also cuts cortisol. Another psychological benefit is how people generally manage stress and trauma. So gratitude helps people to bounce back, even after really hard things. You know, they've looked on studies where they looked at survivors of 9/11, for example. So overall, gratitude helps people to be more resilient.
That's awesome. Okay. So let's talk about the physical benefits.
Let's do that.
Okay. So we talked psychological benefits, now physical benefits of gratitude.
Yes.
Right? Better sleep. Who doesn't want better sleep? I do.
I always want
gratitude improves how long and how well you sleep. Often, by quieting those racing thoughts that you have in your head before bed. And heaven knows I need that. My brain is always spinning.
And one of the rituals we're going to talk about later has to do with something you can do right before bed, which I think more so like really helps you to sleep.
Right. Another physical one?
Less stress also fewer body aches and pains because gratitude lowers our subjective stress levels. And that can help to reduce physical symptoms like aches and pains and tension.
Probably head and neck tension. Yeah.
People say,
I hold my stress up
here. Does
that
mean I need to do more gratitude?
Yeah.
That's where I hold my stress.
Yeah. All right. So relationship benefits or relational benefits. First one, forgiveness. Gratitude helps you be more forgiving, probably because you're in a positive mindset.
Well, think about that because like you said earlier, when you were talking about, there's always those things you can focus on what's going wrong or what's going right.
Yeah.
And so, of course, if you're focusing on what's going right in your relationship, you're going to be more forgiving because you're going to see more of the good.
Yeah.
Also, it helps people to be more helpful and more kind. Gratitude pushes us to be more trusting, more helpful, and we become better at sorting out our conflicts.
Feeling like your partner is more responsive. We know from the Gottman research how important responsiveness is when one partner makes a bid for connection. Gratitude increases your perception and your responsiveness to your partner.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, you want to listen more to your partner.
So
either side.
I think one more is that we are less reactive. And when we are practicing gratitude, you'll see fewer blow-ups in your relationship. So from, you think about this from a brain perspective, gratitude lights up areas like the prefrontal cortex, which handles how we manage emotions and make choices. And it also calms the amygdala. So that means you're less reactive during arguments. You'll have fewer blow-ups over, you know, the small stuff. And we've mentioned this, you know, in the past when we've talked about the window of tolerance, for example. So gratitude helps you to stay within that window of tolerance.
It probably expands your window of tolerance.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure. So one study in particular that I found interesting was out of University of Georgia, and researchers wanted to know how gratitude could protect marriages from the toxic spillover effects of stress and conflict. And they were primarily looking at money conflicts within marriages. And so this study was unique because they looked at whether or not receiving gratitude could sort of shield a couple from the damage that financial stress could have on a marriage. And the research involved surveying hundreds of married couples who were questioned on how appreciated they felt, how stressful their financial situation was, and what kinds of negative conflict behaviors and patterns they had in their relationship, like criticism and withdrawal.
What the researchers found is that gratitude has this Teflon effect on marriages. Even couples with poor conflict skills during financial stress did not have worse marital outcomes as long as they consistently expressed gratitude to each other. I like that. Gratitude is the Teflon for your marriage.
Yeah. I mean, maybe some people, it doesn't stick, right?
Teflon. It's the Teflon for criticism. Criticism doesn't stick.
So, I mean, that doesn't give us obviously full rein to go, you know, crazy on our conflict.
I'm grateful for you, but.
But, you know, for people who maybe don't know what Teflon is anymore, it's what prevents your eggs from sticking when you're making scrambled eggs.
It's your nonstick pan.
Nonstick pan.
Yeah.
So, of course, we want to be aware of our conflict behaviors, but they're less disruptive as long as we're consistently practicing
gratitude. I love that. I love that. That's awesome.
But here's an interesting question, because this is going to be the next thing that's so important to talk about. What makes someone actually feel appreciated?
Ooh.
So when you think about that, like,
it's different for everybody, right?
A little bit,
yeah.
You know, and sometimes we think we're expressing gratitude, but the other person isn't really hearing it.
It's not landing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think there's a couple of different ways that we can express appreciation. And I think this is why. There's the basic transactional kind of like, thanks for picking up dinner. Or, you know, I really appreciate that you took out the trash tonight. And those are great, you know, but they're a little bit transactional. It's polite. It keeps things civil, but it can also feel like we're just sort of going through the motions without a lot of emotional weight behind it. It's like, thanks. That was nice.
That was cute. But there's another way in your relationship, a deeper way to show gratitude, where you focus in on your partner's quality and how they affect you. It's more about who they are rather than what they do. For us, it might be just me simply telling Sharla, I really value how you stay calm when things get chaotic. Mm-hmm. I do, actually.
Yeah.
Or her saying, your way of being considerate and checking in after I've had a long day makes me feel seen and cared about.
A relationship is built of both a little bit of that transactional gratitude. Thanks for taking out the trash. I think I told Robert that just a little bit ago.
Yep.
But it's also now, can I dig deeper into really noticing his character and how that impacts me? And that's the meaningful type of gratitude that is really the game changer. It's what calms the nervous system. It brings us into presence. It brings us into connection. And it just reminds you of why you're in this together.
All right, everyone ready? If you've listened to this podcast before, we're going to give you something to write down or something to take notes on, right? So we're going to give you an exercise and a 30-day challenge. And
yes,
this podcast is coming out right before December. So you have all December to work on this.
Yes.
Right? So first, we're going to go through a list of attributes and invite you to pick three of those characteristics of your partner. Then I want you to think of an actual instance that demonstrates this or illustrates this characteristic in your partner, and then write it down and then share it with him or her tonight.
Yes. And this is, we're going to go through these really quickly, where these are just a list of like characteristics.
Yeah, just pick one that speaks to you.
But this, again, this isn't even a comprehensive list. We're just going to go through some of these really quickly. You can totally come up with some of your own instead if you don't hear one on this list. Just make sure that whatever you do come up with is positive. So here we go.
Right.
Loving, sensitive, brave, intelligent, thoughtful, generous, loyal, truthful.
Strong, maybe energetic, sexy. I know that I get to say that one was great. Decisive, you're creative, you're imaginative, you're a lot of fun. I'm putting the "you're" in there because I want you to think about how to do this. Oh, you're so attractive. You're interesting, supportive, funny, considerate. I really appreciate how you're affectionate, organized, resourceful. Boy, you're athletic, cheerful, elegant, gracious.
Playful, caring. You're a great friend. You're exciting. You're vulnerable. You're committed. You're expressive, active, adventurous, receptive, reliable, dependable, nurturing, gentle, practical.
So do we have a list of these? Is that going to be in the show notes?
I could actually. It's a good idea.
Let's put a quick list in the show notes because I know you guys are like, whoa, I was trying to figure out which one to use.
Okay.
And we only need you to use three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Okay.
So if I, for example, were to pick the characteristic playful, I might tell Robert, I really value how playful you are with me at times. Like earlier today when you were being playful and we were laughing and we were having a good time, because it makes me feel alive and it makes me feel good to be with you. And it makes me feel free when we can be playful like that.
I like that. If I were going to pick one, what would it be? There's so many. I just love how you're organized. I love how hard you work at things. Like to build out the podcast and the coaching and all those things. I love that about you. I like sharing that with you because I think sometimes, and I'll just go as an aside, I think sometimes the thing that we feel might not be our strength, if someone recognizes it and says that it is,
mm-hmm.
I think we start to get a little charge on that.
Mm. Awesome. Thank you. All right. So let's talk about this 30-day challenge.
For the next 30 days, you're going to create a ritual where before bed, you tell your partner 2 to 3 things that you appreciate about them that day. Now, I just want to add a caveat here. If you've not been doing this, your partner might look at you sideways.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you doing? And this is also something, I just wanted to put this in. This is also not something that you necessarily, your partner has to know that you're doing, right? So you don't, both of you have to get on board and now we're going to share and go back and forth. You can just say just something really easy before you go to bed. It's like, you know what? I really appreciate how you did X today, or, you know, how kind you were with the kids, or how you gave me a hug when I came home. And right. I love you for that. And done. Like, just start with one if 3 is too many.
I think that is a good point. Like, you don't need to say, hey, I want to do this challenge, but I'm not going to do it unless you do it with me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Just do the right thing. You know, I think oftentimes we're waiting for the other person to do the right thing, but just look at, like, what's the best version of me do?
Yeah.
The best version of me would choose to do this with or without agreement. Just do it. And what is so amazing about gratitude is that it often does end up creating this positive feedback loop. And that's because when you feel appreciated by your spouse, you're more likely to feel and express gratitude. So it becomes this self-perpetuating snowball effect.
Yeah. I mean, if we were having a tough, long day and we climbed into bed and I said, Cheryl, I really appreciate how you did this, I got about a 99% chance she's going to come closer to me.
Yeah. And probably think then I'm probably going to think of something kind to say in return because, you know, you've got me feeling good. And so now I want to look for the ways that you benefited and blessed and enriched my life. And I'm likely to say those things back to you.
Absolutely.
So either way, I'm sure you can see how life-giving this is. You can just choose to do it for the health benefits that you're going to receive.
Absolutely.
But what I imagine you'll discover is that it will start to change something within your partner too.
Yeah, absolutely. What we've noticed is that when couples start doing this together, making this nighttime ritual, the first few days start to feel a little bit awkward because they're not used to doing this. Yeah. And then after about a week, they both start to look forward to it. Their bodies relax as their nervous system picks up cues of safety. And by 2 weeks, they're usually both sleeping better.
And by 30 days, most couples feel more connected and closer than they have in a long time. So what do you think? Are you willing to take the gratitude challenge for 30 days and say 2 or 3 things right before bed?
I mean, there's some health benefits as well as relationship benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when they come closer, there's usually some other benefits.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So there's 3 that I can think of. If you're willing to take the challenge, we'd love for you to email us and make that commitment that you're going for it. And the reason we want you to email us is because when you declare a goal, especially to a trusted person, it boosts your commitment of following through on that goal by like 33%. So email us at masteryourmarriage@gmail.com. tell us that you're taking the 30-day challenge, and we'd love to hear from you.
Well, I think that's a wrap for this episode. The bottom line is that happy couples practice gratitude together and they appreciate each other. I want to leave you with a quote from Melody Beattie, and it is, "Gratitude turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos into order, confusion into clarity. It makes sense of our past. It brings peace for today, and it creates a vision for tomorrow." So thank you for joining us today. If you found today's episode valuable, remember to subscribe and leave a review. And if you think this episode could help another couple, please share it with them.
Remember, be kind to each other this week. Put each other first. It's the small things done often that create the biggest impact.
Until next time.